It's time to find out if you are KZN's biggest douche with Stacey Norman.
Thank you, fancy lady with the fancy voice. All right, so you know the deal. If there is something happening in your life that is a little bit, you know, touch and go, and you need a bit of a snap poll, you need to get an idea of where people land on this. We have every single person in this province, and we want to help you. We want to tell you if you are correct or incorrect, if you are not the douche, or perhaps, possibly, yes, the douche, okay? So any story that you want to submit, you can. The WhatsApp line is open. Otherwise, just drop us a mail. I'm just Stacey at ecr.co.za. Otherwise, you can email my producer, Sihle at ecr.co.za. But this week's one is, it's hectic, because I ask and I receive. So Megan, who is our lady in question today, was in a relationship with a guy for 5 years, and they broke up, and this guy is seeing somebody new, but the daughter, right, of the ex-boyfriend still insists on calling Megan mom. To give us a bit more clarity, because this sounds like it's spicy, here's Megan.
Hi, Stacey.
Hey, girl.
So I need your help. My ex and I have been dating for about 5 years. He has a 13-year-old daughter from a previous relationship, and we were very, very close. Now, the problem is we've broken up for about a year now, and I'm engaged, and my ex is seeing someone else. She still calls me from time to time, and we bump into each other. But here's the thing. She still calls me mom. I told her to stop calling me mom because it's awkward for my ex's new woman, and I feel like it's really disrespectful to my fiancé. So am I a douche for telling her to stop calling me mom? Please help. Megan from Lelouchia.
Sure, Megan sounds so nice, man. Like, I don't want to be out here, like, calling Megan a douche. I don't know. In fact, I have no opinion. I'm totally like Switzerland, just up on the fence on this one. So in case you missed that, Megan, ex-boyfriend, had a child from a previous relationship. They were together for 5 years, and now everyone's moved on. And that child in question is still referring to Megan as mom, and Megan wants her to stop. Is Megan a douche for wanting this baby girl to stop calling her mom? Or do you feel like it's justified? Because it's upsetting to, you know, her dad's new girlfriend and obviously Megan's new man. Weigh in here, please, on 061-792-9495. That's the WhatsApp line. And tell me if you think that Megan is a douche, or maybe and not so much. This WhatsApp line is literally in flames. Like, I'm even hitting the microphone. Like, so many messages. If you missed the story, long story short, Megan, ex-boyfriend, they were together for 5 years. He had a kid from a previous marriage, and they've subsequently broken up. Everybody's moved on, and they're happy. But that child is still referring to Megan as mom, and Megan is not into it. She finds that that needs to kind of stop. She wants to know whether or not she's the douche. So chime in. The WhatsApp line is open. As I said, so many responses, we have to actually take them in the next hour so we can get a good, solid read. Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm just literally, you know when you invest yourself in a situation and you put yourself in the child's shoes?
Yeah.
That's what just happened right now. I feel the pain.
But that's exactly it. Like, I mean, I've heard like 3 or 4 people come through on the WhatsApp line and they're going, excuse me, like, it's a child. Let her live her best life. So Megan, stand by for your final answers. And now, I'm not going to lie, I'm deep in my feelings here about today's edition of Are You the Douche? We have your responses. It's go time.
It's time to find out if you are KZN's biggest douche with Stacey Norman.
She says it so nicely as well, that lady, eh? It's time to find out. It's like, it's time to break hearts. Okay, so if you've just tuned in, hello, welcome. Where were you? Very important matter. Megan from Lelouchia today sent us a voice note, actually dropped us a mail last week, and today sent us a voice note about this. Was with her ex for 5 years. Ex had a baby from a previous relationship, and obviously they grew very close during the course of Megan and ex's relationship. Subsequent to that, they've broken up. They both moved on. Megan is now engaged to somebody else. But that child in question, who is now 13, continues to refer to Megan as mom. Megan has spoken to her about that and how she feels like it's a little bit disrespectful to dad's new girlfriend and also to Megan's new fiance. But it's falling on deaf ears, all right? So is Megan a douche for not wanting this 13-year-old to refer to her as mom? Told you it's tough. Here we go.
Megan, sadly, perhaps you shouldn't have been calling your mum in the first place. So, yes, definitely stop it. And I do think you do fall in the douche. Sadly, sorry.
Yeah. Shouldn't have been calling your mom in the first place.
Wowzers.
Hey, guys. Hi, it's Michelle here.
Hey, Michelle.
Could work both ways. I mean, she should have never encouraged that child to call her mum in the first place. Now, it's put the poor child on the spot, and I think she is a bit of a douche by telling the kid not to call her mum. She should have never let the kid call her mum in the first place. She was wrong there.
Does dad need to intervene here maybe as well?
Absolutely. That is his child.
Yeah, that's his baby. Okay, what else have we got?
Hi, Stacey. You know, it's not good to be judgmental on somebody, and none of us are in a position to say what is right or wrong for Megan. However, after listening to her clip and all of that, and taking into consideration the age of the little girl as well, I think it wouldn't be disrespectful to her fiancé. It is a child.
Mm.
The child has an honest and pure love for her and looks up to Megan. And that is actually something that her fiancé should be proud of.
Yeah.
Rather than take it as a disrespectful gesture. Mm. Anyway, thanks. Bye.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Megan is a douche. Think of the child.
Yeah.
It makes the child happy. Why not? They're all adults. They know the circumstances.
Yeah.
They can accommodate the child. Really. No, it's just, it's a child, man. They know what's the situation. What's all been called mom? She was a mom for so many years. Can't take that away from her now. Yeah, she's a douche. Finished and klaar.
Okay.
So...
you are the douche.
That's the opinion. Those are just some of the voice notes. There were lots.
Yo, this is rough.
It is rough. It is rough. I mean, I have a 13-year-old goddaughter, and as much as she is only 13, she's so mature. So maybe having a conversation with this 13-year-old and allowing her an opportunity to be capable of making her own choices and having a discussion around it is probably what needs to happen now. But Megan, good luck. Good luck. If you have a drama, you know, other people's problems, that's what we specialize in up in her, and you want to have it featured in Are You the Douche, you can just mail my producer, Sihle, at ecr.co.za, and we will try to help.